to local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Tensions building in the Middle East, in the Israel-Hamas war, and a humanitarian crisis worsening in Gaza. Food, water, and other essential aid stalled at the Rafah border crossing. ABC's Ian Pannell has the latest on talks between Israel and Egypt.
The official explanation is that there are potholes, holes in the road caused by Israeli bombing that need fixing. But it's days since we heard that explanation. That still doesn't seem to have been resolved. We expected protests after Friday prayers in a number of countries around the region. Looks like large protests in Jordan, in Lebanon, in Iraq, in Malaysia, in Indonesia. A lot of anger out there about what's taking place here in Gaza.
President Biden, in his address last night, laid out the challenges ahead and called on Americans to support funding for both Israel and Ukraine, wars that are a fight about freedom. Congressman Jim Jordan has lost a third bid for House Speaker, losing more votes from fellow Republicans than in previous rounds. This is ABC News. The Consumer Product Safety Commission and an Illinois company called Fortress are working together to recall tens of thousands of gun safes after a tragedy involving one of the devices.
In 2021, a man bought a fingerprint-activated gun safe from a Shields sporting goods store in Nevada. 10 months later, his 12-year-old son got into the safe, found a weapon inside, and suffered a fatal gunshot wound to the head. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says that because of a programming flaw, users might think the safe has been locked with a fingerprint when it hasn't. Now 61,000 Fortress gun safes are being recalled. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
A former official in Haiti's Justice Ministry has been arrested for the 2021 assassination of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse. The suspect, Joseph Batio, was fired for ethics violations shortly before the assassination and had been on the run for 2 years. Dozens have been arrested in connection with the killing, including 11 suspects who are in custody in the United States. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Furman Insurance Agency in downtown Park Falls has been serving the local community for over 40 years. Specializing in home, auto, and business insurance, don't forget the toys. No one can predict the future, but we can help protect it. Give Christy or Jamie a call at 715-762-4046. Furman Insurance Agency. Let us help you protect what's important.
Are you looking for someplace fun and exciting to go to? Then set your sights to Cave of the Mounds in southwest Wisconsin. This geologic wonder is a comfortable 50 degrees year-round with stunning and colorful displays of underground crystal formations. For something even more spectacular, visit Cave of the Mounds for one of the many guided specialty tours, like the Blacklight Tour. It's a one-of-a-kind experience to watch the cave glow or visit during their many events and lectures this summer. Go to the Cave of the Mounds website for more information.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. A soldier from Racine who crossed the border from South to North Korea this summer has been charged with several offenses, a total of 8 counts including desertion, possession of child pornography, assaulting fellow soldiers, and disobeying a superior officer have been leveled against Private Second Class Travis King. The U.S. Army has also charged King of broad misconduct prior to his escape to North Korea, including a previous escape from U.S. military custody in October of 2022. In July, King reportedly crossed the border as a part of a tour group in the demilitarized zone between North and South Korea. The incident happened after King spent about 2 months in a South Korean jail after a physical altercation with locals. He returned to the U.S. last month. The search for a missing boater continues in Washington County. The sheriff's office there says the wife of an 80-year-old man called them Wednesday night and told them her husband had been on Pike Lake and never returned home. A Hartford police officer later located a pickup truck and empty boat trailer registered to the man at the boat launch parking lot at Pike Lake State Park. That's when a search by multiple patrol boats with sonar capabilities and an aerial drone began. After resuming the search for the man Thursday, the sheriff's office declared the search a recovery operation by mid-afternoon. The search for the man's body is expected to resume this morning. In Washington, Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan said Thursday he's still running for Speaker of the House and wants a third vote. Wisconsin's 6th District Republican Representative Glenn Grothman voted for Jordan twice.
I think Jim Jordan was expecting the conference to appoint a more powerful temporary speaker and then have time to build the case for more support.
Grothman said Thursday he hoped Louisiana's Steve Scalise would get another chance or for a senior statesman type to take the job.
Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? Look no further than FS Seed. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Your local FS crop specialist is ready to take your farm and yields to the next level. Ready to change the game with bin-busting yields at harvest? Reach out to your local FS retailer or visit fsc.com.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The victim in the stabbing attack at a Walmart supercenter in the Madison area this week was an employee.
Sun Prairie police say the suspect and victim did not know each other. On Monday night, the suspect reportedly stabbed the 36-year-old male employee as soon as he walked into the store. He remains hospitalized in critical but stable condition. The 22-year-old suspect, who is from Sun Prairie, remains jailed on an attempted murder charge along with other charges for a high-speed chase that followed the stabbing. Robin Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And Governor Tony Evers has named 4 new appointees to the State Natural Resources Board.
The governor moved quickly on Wednesday after Republicans in the state Senate rejected 4 of his appointees to the panel which sets policy for the State Department of Natural Resources. The rejections could throw the board into disarray at a time when it must consider a wolf management plan and address PFAS chemicals in the water supply. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Janet K. Kasowitz, age 68, Fifield, died on Saturday, October 14th, at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. She is survived by her husband of 46 years, Frank, and their 4 children, William Bill Kasowitz, Jesse Kasowitz, Brandy Lyon, and Frankie Kasowitz, further survived by 7 grandchildren and by 6 siblings, Helen Bullwig, Phyllis Bullwig, Carrie Hansen Williams, by Peggy Megan, Melanie Hansen, and Steve Hansen, survived also by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A celebration of life to be held Saturday, November 11th at Northwoods Supper Club in Fifield, from 12 noon to 4 p.m. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Janet K. Kasowitz, 66, Fifield.
Patricia Ann Shankey, age 92, of Park Falls, died on Wednesday, October 18th, 2023, at the Waterford. She was born on January 27th, 1931, in Winona, Minnesota, the daughter of Max and Evelyn Brady Chalmers. She was married to Jack Ackerman, who preceded her in death, and Duane Shankey, who also preceded her in death. Patricia worked for Freeman Shoe Company and then Fairbanks Morse in Beloit. She enjoyed spending time with her family and friends. She is survived by her 2 children, Max Lori Ackerman of Mercer and Diane Shankey of Cressville, Tennessee, 3 grandchildren, 8 great-grandchildren, and many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. She was preceded in death by her 1st and 2nd husband and 12 siblings. A private service will be held at a later date. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Patricia Ann Shankey, age 92, of Park Falls. Hildegard Ruth M. Hoffman Kane, age 96, of Sun Prairie, formerly of Park Falls, died on Tuesday, October 17th, 2023, at Tallamore Senior Living in Sun Prairie. She was born on August 25th, 1927, in Vienna, Austria, the daughter of Franz and Franziska Mulner Lehner. In 1952, Hildegard moved to Park Falls. She was married to Frank Hoffman and then Sidney Kane, who both preceded her in death. She worked for Gamble's Department Store in Park Falls and enjoyed fishing and hunting. She is survived by three sisters, Gert Brommer of Lodi, Helga Lehner of Italy, and Erica Lowy of Austria, her brother Willy Gabby Lehner of Austria, and many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. She was preceded in death by her first husband, Frank Hoffman, second husband, Sidney Kane, seven brothers and sisters, and her special brother-in-law, Bud Brommer. Funeral services will be held at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel on Monday, October 23, 2023, at 12 p.m. Deacon Chet Ball will officiate. Burial will follow at Nola Cemetery in Park Falls. A visitation will be held at the funeral home on Monday from 11 a.m. until the hour of the service.